Hello and welcome again to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Nehemiah chapter 3, and we're reading verses 1 to 5.
Eliashib the high priest and his fellow priests went to work and rebuilt the sheep gate. They dedicated it and set its doors in place, building as far as the Tower of the Hundred, which they dedicated, and as far as the Tower of Hananel. The men of Jericho built the adjoining section, and Zakur son of Imri built next to them. The fish gate was rebuilt by the sons of Hassanah. They laid its beams and put its doors and bolts and bars in place. Meremoth son of Uriah, the son of Hakoz, repaired the next section. Next to him, Meshullam son of Berechiah, the son of Meshezabel, made repairs. And next to him, Zadok son of Bana also made repairs.
Our focus is on verse 5. But their nobles would not put their shoulders to the work. It's sad when position or status stops us from getting involved. By separating themselves from the rest of the people, these nobles became divisive. They set a bad example and lost out on the blessing of working together with others to rebuild the wall. The Apostle Paul warned against the same thing happening within the church when some people consider themselves superior to others. Have a look at 1 Corinthians and chapter 12. In the Church of Jesus, different ministries and roles are there for distinction, not to create distance. We may have different parts to play, but we are all involved in the same work. As Jesus made it clear, we must serve one another in love, even to the point of washing feet, or today's equivalent. Being a disciple of Christ is not about being a spectator, but about being a co-worker. So let's make sure we are ready to roll up our sleeves and get stuck in alongside all who love and serve the Lord. A prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for calling us to work together with you. Help us to recognize the part we play as well as what others are doing for your kingdom. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.